This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. If you're standing up right now, I would encourage you to sit down and hold on. I am going to give Kate Brown an accolade. No, you heard me right. She's made a good, solid decision. Now, I don't usually give praise to the governor because, frankly, she generally doesn't deserve it. Many of the things she does are just outright ridiculous. But today, well, she's done something that I wholeheartedly agree with. As we all know, the rate of COVID-19 in the basin has been steadily rising over the last few weeks. I've been asked why, and I have some suspicions, but no real answer. So with our COVID cases rising steadily, the governor could have moved Klamath County back to the extreme category this Friday. Extreme meaning we'd be back to the dark, cold days of the pandemic this time last year. Extreme risk would mean closing down restaurants and bars again, closing gyms and beauty parlors, well, frankly, simply closing everything until cases begin to slow down. But she didn't. Instead, she agreed to change the COVID metrics and add the total number of hospital beds in the state occupied to the criteria, which spared us from extreme risk and moved us up to just high risk, therefore avoiding another draconian shutdown. Not just us. Our neighbors in Josephine County were in the same boat and are no doubt breathing a sigh of relief this morning. So, kudos to Governor Kate Brown. I'm big enough person to give credit where credit is due. She did a good thing. Would all businesses in Klamath County have shut down if she moved us to the extreme risk category and dictated a total shutdown? I doubt it. And that may be one of the reasons why it didn't happen. I, like most people, have simply had enough. While I don't dispute the virus is a terrible affliction, I also don't agree with the total shutdowns we have all gone through. Science simply can't explain why states like Florida or Texas that are wide open are no worse off than, say, California, where they've had most everything shut down tight. Nope, COVID-19 is definitely a threat to our way of life, but how it's been handled has been downright wrong. On another subject, COVID-19 vaccinations. I find it interesting that many people are not going to get the vaccine. Certainly, it's a personal choice, but really, I don't understand it. We've had one of our fellow employees come down with COVID, and he was sicker than a dog, and the outlook pretty damn bleak for several weeks. Thankfully, he's making a comeback, but he relayed to me that he's never, ever experienced an illness like COVID. At my age, it just simply doesn't make any sense to turn down the COVID vaccine. As a matter of fact, I'm getting my second shot tomorrow and will be fully vaccinated in 2 short weeks. Now, if I was way younger, perhaps I would choose not to get it, as young people seem to be more resilient to it, but not all of them. To me, this nightmare will continue until the vast majority of Americans either get vaccinated or get COVID-19 itself. Frankly, I prefer the vaccination. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from here.